Number three skips two strings, so you're going to be using one and four, your pinky, right? Your pick and your pinky. So, right? So if you did that fast, so as you can see, I'm like bleeding all over the place. My notes are bleeding into each other. I would have to practice that more. And so one easy way to get around it is to just isolate string sets, like the first four notes. And then you do the next set like. And then. You know, like that. So that's one way to do it. Just isolate certain areas of these. This goes for any of them. You know, go back to number one even. You could just do, like, let's say the top two strings. You'd be. And then. Again, I'm bleeding all over the place, so. It's a bad habit. I wonder if it sounds more with the distortion off. Like it's not as obvious with the distortion off because there's not as much you know, overtones and everything. But I would have to really practice the tip and roll technique, which has to do with the fretting hand, not the picking hand.